Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
It's the Radio 1 91 FM breakfast show with Candace. And right now, she's talking to
the man, the myth, the lover boy legend, Macy, live in the studio with us right now. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. How are
Good.
You?
I'm fantastic, thanks. Good. How has your time in Dunedin been so far? How are you bracing the cold?
It's quite nippy down here, but it's been good. The plane ride was a bit hairy. We had to, like, take off again before we landed because the wind was so strong.
Damn.
And I get anxious enough. Landing's not my favourite part. Yeah. I like taking off because I feel like that's where a plane should be, but coming back down to earth, it almost feels... You know, I know, so people would say the opposite, but I don't like landing, eh?
Yeah.
I don't like the
No, I get that. I think that is very, very fair.
I usually grip the seat when I'm landing.
Yeah, feet like shaking on the ground, just battling.
Yeah. And then when it finally stops, you're like, ah.
Yeah, relief. Yeah. Speaking of landing, your brand new album has just landed in our beautiful, beautiful hands. It is a fantastic piece of art. It is called The Lovers. Please tell us a little bit about the creation of the album.
Where should I begin? I don't know.
How long did it take?
It's been, I would say, the birth of the first song was like maybe 3 years ago with Ben, who executively produced it all out of Parachute. And then that was when I was still called the other name.
He who shall not be named.
We don't talk about him. Yeah, he's gone now. And then a lot happened. Like my dad passed away and a big relationship ended around the same time. And then I was very lost and very messy and very confused. And a lot of the songs were written through that period too. And a lot of lovely people came along and helped me on my journey and helped me draw out the music on the way. And then it got to, I think, a year ago now that we, like, whittled it down to 11 songs, maybe more than a year. And then it's just been a long process of putting out side A, and then more stuff happened, and now the whole thing's out, and it's, yeah.
It feels good.
It was day 3 of having it out, so it's like, I don't know if it's fully settled in.
Yeah.
But seeing all the vinyls and, like, having tangible things to hold and seeing it all out there, and, like, it's like my story of the last 3 years of all the bullshit, the ups and downs.
Pretty crazy 3 years, eh? Like, yeah. That is a lot of life to go through in such a short span of time. And then off the back of COVID as well, it's like hit for hit, you know?
Mm.
And I love that you have channeled all of that into this beautiful album. You mentioned before you released it initially as side A and then released the full album. Was that sort of an intentional choice?
Yes, it was always going to be side A and side B, or like part one, part two. That's how I see it. Like, side A is the more, like, naive me and reacting to all the big things and being like, what? Like, side A is, like, on your knees in a storm with the rain in your face going, why, God? And then side B is a little more, like, in your apartment sort of going,
Self-reflecting.
Yeah. Still a bit shit, but at least you're dry.
Facts. Somebody quote that. Somebody get that tattooed right now.
Okay. Yeah, it's like more hopeful, I think, by the end of it.
And when writing the tracks, did you write them with the intention of putting them into an album as side A or side B, or did it kind of come about with the vibe of your writing?
I think once we'd got the 11 songs... When I looked back at it, it was really weird. I was like, oh, I wrote that one at that part of the journey. Like, Summer Grunge is like, woohoo, I got mates and it's all good. And we got time, you know, we can be silly for a bit, you know. And then I was like, oh, that was like before everything went bit shit. And then I sort of suddenly realized that I could, like, put them in, I could remember the dates that they were being made, and it kind of all, that is in the order of, not even just like sonic vibe, it's just the order of how it really all happened. And then one of those beautiful, like, synergies of kind of makes sense sonically as well, I think.
And I think music is so beautiful in that way, that it really just details somebody's story, you know? And one of my favourite stories on the album is a track called Who Really Gets What They Want. Now, we have briefly chatted about that song before, but for those people who were sleeping, they missed out on that, please tell us a little bit about the origin story of that single.
Well, the title kind of sums it up. What was happening? I think I had a cold, and I was in my home studio, and it fell out in like 20 minutes, the whole thing. But it's just like, it's just about wallowing in self-pity for 3 minutes, however long it is, rather than I'm going, you know, doing what people recommend you should do, which is go for a run and eat a salad and have less coffee. This one's just like, nah, have a day of like, ugh, and then maybe tomorrow, like, sort yourself out.
Yeah.
It's like, it's okay to feel like everything's against you, because pain's relative.
Mm-hmm.
Something
and
like that.
Just wallowing and being a sook is just kind of nice sometimes.
Yeah, whether it's like,
you know,
a parking fine or somebody's died. It's all relative.
The two contrasts of life, the general life things going wrong spectrum, that is the two extremes.
It's okay. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that sometimes when dealing with emotions like that, it's nice to sit in them. And I think that that's usually like a healthy way to process.
And
have
I think
you,
we're taught to not kind of do that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, this is Candace and Macy standing up and saying, no more. A
couple of therapists on the air. Yeah.
Please do not take any healthcare advice from us.
No, please don't.
we just play silly little songs.
Yes, that's all we do.
The Radio 1 91 FM Breakfast Show. In case you missed the memo, Macy is live in the studio with me right now. Macy, say something.
Hey.
Or sing it. That is all good. I saw this meme the other day. This is so random. On Instagram Reels, and it was like a fake interview of, you know, those people that say thank you, but they go, thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, they sing it for you. Is that a bit of you?
Do I break into song obnoxiously? I don't know, David, do I?
Not obnoxiously.
Not obnoxiously, but he does.
I think I do. I do it at the cafe a lot. Like, there was this one thing that me and Bella had. She's my manager. Also a wonderful actress, actually. Anyway, I'm digressing. What was I saying? Oh, we had this bit. We'll keep that one. Okay. Yeah. Save that one for later. But we do this thing because we both have this affinity. That's not the right word. Admiration for that song by Talking Heads. That's like, this is not my beautiful wife, and this is not my beautiful house. Watching the days go by. We sometimes break. I break into that like daily. And okay. I work 3 days a week at the cafe.
Cool. Do you reach a quota every time? Like, oh, I've already done 2 days in a row now, and they have one more for us.
Nah.
Cool.
I do. I sing a lot. Yeah. I don't sing thank you, though. Whoa, let's move on. Sorry.
It's all right. Tangents, I'm the CEO of them.
Okay,
I love it. Now, back to the album. It is called The Lovers. It was released just a few days ago, and it is a fantastic, fantastic album. Now, one of my personal favourite tracks on the album, and our promotions manager, Caitlin, one of her favourites as well, is Night Out. It is a gorgeous tune. It is sad. It is reminiscent. Please tell us a little bit about the story behind that single.
That one was really... So I'd broken up with my ex, obviously. Talked about that, and then the first person when you've like had a love for that long, it's like, oh, I'll never find any. The first one that I was like, that would work, I like that. I chased that for quite a while, and I think we were friends first, and they there was something there, but also I think I was too intense. Do you know what I mean? I was like, let's get married, have kids, and move to Uruguay. Or something, you know.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sicily.
Yeah.
You know, like, way too much. And I think she was probably like, whoa, you know, yo, chill.
Breathe.
So, yeah, for like 6 months I was like besotted. And then she moved away in the end. Still friends, so it's fine. But that song is kind of like a hyperbolized version of like what I was going through, I think. You know, like unrequited love. Trying to like get out of the friend zone when it's when you're in it. It's not, you can't really change that. I don't think.
Yeah.
You can't. Love's like a fart. That whole thing.
What?
If you force it, it's probably.
Oh my god! I've never heard that before. Is that a common expression?
I thought everyone had heard that. Love's like a fart. If you force it, it's probably shit.
Everyone in the room right now was like, what is actually happening?
Oh my god, sorry. I thought, okay.
No, keep it coming.
I'll keep that one to myself. But that's, does that help explain the song?
Yeah, and yeah. I think that the song is really relatable, especially in this day and age where it's like, it's situationship city, you know?
Oh yeah.
Like, commitment is few and far between.
You've just got an app on your phone. As soon as something goes wrong, you're like, oh, I'll just look for something else.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you're like, you scroll through it for maybe 15 minutes and then you're like, oh, this is actually not making me happy at all.
Yeah, and then you get a match and it's like, hey, and you're like, hey, what did you do for the weekend? Went out with friends.
Yeah.
And then you just like, what are you supposed to do?
It's awkward.
I hate it.
It's so punishing.
Yeah, I had it for about a month after my breakup and then I actually got rid of it because I can't do it online. I can't do the talk. I have to meet someone in person.
Yeah.
And it has to be sitting down after a Tinder meetup. Hi.
Yeah, like, okay.
It's hard, isn't it?
Hope you like me. Like, yeah. Do you like me? What is happening right now?
Dating in the modern world, my goodness.
It is tough.
It's tough.
It is tough. And that is a common theme throughout your album, I would say. Just a lot of love, a lot of loss. What other themes would you say are covered in the project?
I'd say a big part of it's growth as well. Like, I feel like that album is about growing up really quickly because when you have big events like that happen and you sort of realize that life isn't waiting for you, it's just coming at you. And it doesn't really care if you're feeling a bit sad that day.
It carries on.
You know, it does pile on. And I think that's a big lesson for me. I think I was still stuck in whimsical, you know, we'll be all right. But I think it was like a push for me to sort some stuff out and really focus on Harry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Macy.
Who's to say? Who's this Harry guy? Get him out of here.
The voices. Oh my God.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.